Whoa, thank you. Good morning. We've done some important things here this morning, and thank you for being here for our worship gathering. I just have a brief word, and then we're going to have a song together. So if you've got a spiritual need right now that you came here this morning and you're thinking, something is just not right in my life, and I need the Lord. I need prayer. I need to dedicate my life back to the Lord or give my life to Him to start with. We want to be here for you as a spiritual family. And so we've got men that are going to be down front here, shepherds of this flock, and also in the library if you've got a special prayer need. We just want to be here to help you. And if you need a Bible study, I'll be in the foyer. Love to talk with you more. We've got small groups today, and we're going to be talking about something very important in our small groups. So if you're a part of a small group, really encourage you to be there today for that discussion. If you're not a part of one, encourage you to get plugged into one today, because we're going to talk about the importance of what we're doing next week in our Friends Day and the kind of environment that we want to create. Don't let Satan deceive you. He's trying to deceive us. Satan works in the realm of darkness, and we feel the darkness closing in. And so Satan tries to put fear in your heart. Let me tell you something. The sky is not falling. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. Because the battle has been won. And we know who's on the winning side. And Jesus has won that battle already. And so, let's not let Satan make us fearful and pessimistic and discouraged and downheartened. Because Jesus said, we're to be light to the world. Not people who fearfully scatter back and huddle in a corner and get all fearful and put our light under a bushel. But let's be a light. Next week, this building is going to be full of our friends and our neighbors and our family. And first impressions mean a lot. If I go to a restaurant, they could have the best tasting food at any restaurant, the healthiest food that any restaurant could offer. But personally, if I go into that restaurant and the bathrooms are disgusting, and the owner is rude and gruff and negative and has this real sour demeanor all the time, and the waitresses and the waiters are real rude and negative all the time, I'm probably not going back to that restaurant. I don't care how good the food is. We're to be light. Let's not fall into the deception of Satan and be dark along with the darkness. Three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The best thing that we can do next Sunday is to show our friends and our neighbors that regardless of what's going on in the world around us, that we are a light that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And there is joyfulness here and celebration here and victory here and optimism here and light here and grace here. And there is victory here. Let's stand and sing.